Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody as I speak to you from the center of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's universe right here in Yerushalayim, in Yeshivas Har Sameach, which this year also has nearly 50 young men from Torah Das, 11th and 12th graders, who came with Rebbe Nahal, Rebbe Ephraim Glassman, to spend a few weeks here in Yerushalayim, Er HaKadosh. And so, since Parshas Ekev is all about, not all about, but much about Eretz Yisrael, I'd like to share with you a thought that's very appropriate for Eretz Yisrael, but I'd like to do it by teaching you a little bit of Nach. This Nach is from the beginning of Malachi, and it's actually the Haftarah of Parshas Toldos. Now, we all read the Haftarah of Parshas Toldos, which talks about the love Hashem has for Yaakov, and as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Esau. However, if you read the Haftarah, there are some difficulties, as I would like to explain. Hashem says to Malachi, the Navi, Ahavti eschem omar Hashem. God says to the Jewish people, I love you. Va'amartem, v'amai ahavtanu. And Klal Yisrael asks, in what way have you loved us? Meaning, in what way are we able to see the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, contrast Yaakov with Esav. He says, it's Esav sonesi. I have a hatred for Esav. Va'asim is Harav Shemama. I made his mountains destroyed, desolate. V'esnachalasai lasanus minbar. And his land has turned into a place of desert serpents. So, you see what happened to Esav? Now, I don't understand. The same thing happened to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, at the time of the Chorban, also turned into a desolate place. Also, the Mount Harabai is turned into a place, Shualim Halchuba. The same descriptions are used there. How do we say to Klal Yisrael that I love you and I have a hatred for Esav? How do you know that? Esav Sunesi, Esav is Harav Shemama, his mountains are desolate. The Hare, Eretz Yisrael, were also made desolate, as we say in the additions to Tefillah on Tisha B'Av. So what is the Nevuah here? I love you as opposed to Esav. Esav has a Chorban. What do you mean? Klal Yisrael has a Chorban too? What's pshat in Malachi's Nevuah? The answer is that you have to know who Malachi was and at what time he said this Nevuah. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were the final Nevi'im. They were Nevi'im at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, just when the Bayis Sheni was being built. And at that time, Klal Yisrael was returning to Eretz Yisrael. The Nevuah Malachi is not just this Esav Sonesi, Ba'asim es Harav Shemama, es Nachlasi Masan es Midbar. It continues. Ki Soimar Edom. And when Edom says, Ushashnu, you've been destroyed, V'noshu V'nivne Charavais, and we will go back and rebuild the ruins. Kayam Hashem Tzavakais, Hemayivnu Vani Erais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Edom, it will not be. You will never rebuild. And in that way, we have to look around. Says Malachi, look, Klal Yisrael is returning. Klal Yisrael is coming back. So the message of Esav Sonesi and Ahavti Eschem is not that Klal Yisrael didn't have Chorbanos. Klal Yisrael had terrible Chorbanos. A Chorban at the Holocaust was unparalleled for any other nation in the world. So the fact that there are Chorbanos for Esav proves nothing. The proof is, says Malachi, because Esau says, Rushashti, I've been knocked down, I'll build again. It has not happened. In history, it has not happened that a nation is destroyed, a nation is chased out of its land, a nation is gone, and gone for a long period of time, and it comes back, it returns. So says Malachi to the people of his generation, Ve'einechem tirena, you'll see with your own eyes. and you'll say, Yigdal Hashem Mi'al Gvul Yisrael. You'll see with your own eyes and say, Hashem is great, Mi'al Gvul Yisrael, on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And this is what Malachi is saying to the people of his time. Feel it. Ahavti Eschem Omar Hashem. Now, if Malachi could say this after a 70-year galus, a galus of 70 years, what should we be saying when we see Eretz Yisrael? After a galus of 20 centuries, what would we be saying? What should we say? The unlikely event of Klal Yisrael returning doesn't happen. It has never happened. It hasn't happened that a nation has gone and has come back. Mahavdil, the Indians are not coming back and rebuilding an Indian civilization here in this country. The Indians are not going back to Mexico and rebuilding. No such thing is happening in any place in the world. Ahavti Eschem Nom Hashem. You walk around Eretz Yisrael and you see what there is to see. It's just absolutely incredible. I had the schus to be here with my grandson. So he asked me to go for a walk. I said, wait, I have to give a shiur on the phone. I'll take him for a walk. I'll take him for a walk to see what Mei Sharm looks like on a Thursday night. An army of B'nai Torah, an army of Ayabe Hashem, Yirei Hashem. Incredible. Incredible. It hasn't existed. Here in Yerushalayim, I found a print of Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim that was put out, I believe the date of its publishing was 1990, but it has something I'd never seen before. It has a collection of letters from the Chafetz Chaim. And the letters are sorted by topic. They have letters about the Chafetz Chaim desire to come to Eretz Yisrael. They got letters from two families that the Chafetz Chaim corresponded with. The first part of the story, when he wanted to come and his wife became ill 2 days before they left, is known. And it's in the biographies of the Chafetz Chaim. There's another letter. In the biographies of Chafetz Chaim, it says that the Chafetz Chaim considered going again in 3 or 4 years after his wife's illness. It doesn't say why he didn't go. Here, there's a letter from the Chafetz Chaim. He writes that the poverty and hunger of Yerushalayim is so great that people are at a time that I can go to Eretz Yisrael, even if I can get there. It's a place of terrible poverty. Yerushalayim is a place where people don't have what to eat. And when you read that, as I did, sitting here in the yeshiva, there is Yisrael, one of many, with plenty of food 3 times a day, plenty of food. The leftovers is still plenty of food. The bracha that Yerushalayim has, a person sitting here has to stop and think, not run around, stop and think, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. That this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Ve'inechem terena, your eyes will see. Ve'atotemen, you should say, Yigdal Hashem mi'al gvul Yisrael. This is the sense of a person who's here in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a way of cheating and getting you to learn 6 psukim of Malachi, and at the same time, having a proper appreciation or Atzeinu HaKadosh. One more thought. I've often mentioned that Monday is Yom Yerushalayim for us. We say a Yom that talks about Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, most Jews, even firm Jews, read the Yom without any idea of what they're saying. But we know, when we say Yifei Nois Nesais Kol Ha'aretz, the beautiful city that gives joy to the whole land, and we talk about the description of Yerushalayim in the Yom, we have a feeling, a longing for Yerushalayim. I'd like to add a nekuda. Yifei Nois means the beautiful city. The Gemara darshins in Rosh Hashanah that Nois also could mean a kala. Bechache hayam hayukayin leninfi lekala ninfi. In certain places, they call the kala ninfi. So you have a kala, kala, I don't know if I should be happy to be called Ninfi, but that was a name that was given, Ninfi. Yifei Nois, the beautiful kala. So the Gemara is saying poetically that Yerushalayim is the kala of the Jewish people. Now, what does that mean, Yerushalayim is the kala? It's a nice thing to say. The people and people are a pair, not your people in the city. We find another kala. We find about Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos said, Every day of the week has a peer. There are even number of weeks to of days to the week. And I'm the odd one out. I have no peer. I have no zibuk. I have no mate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, the Jewish people will be your zibuk. They'll be your spouse. Now, why are the Jewish people the spouse to Shabbos? Let me explain what it means, what it really means. I've seen this explanation, I believe, brought in the name of the Gra. The 6 days of the week are mates. Now, does that mean Sunday and Monday? Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday are married to each other? What does that mean? It makes no sense. So the beer I saw was the following. The days that match are day one with day four, two with five, and three with six. In other words, one, two, three, and then four, five, six. How so? On day one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens. So the heavens said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no mate. What does it mean I have no mate? It means there's so much kayak, there's so much potential in the heavens. How is that potential going to come to realization? So Hashem said, I'll give you a zivug. On the fourth day, Wednesday, Hashem created the stars, the sun and the moon, and now the great potential of the sun is realized, of the sky is realized. The sky now influences the earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the waters. He created water. Water says, I have so much potential. What's going to be? So Hashem said, okay, you have a zivug. On the fifth day, Hashem created the Dogei Hayam, the fish of the sea, that used the kayach of Monday into a way that helps the Ne'adam. On the third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the dry land. Dry land has so much potential, has so much kayach. Says to Hashem, where is my kayach? Where's my mate? Where's my kayach going to come to payo? Where's it going to come to practice? Hashem said, I'll create the animals and the human beings on Friday. That's your matching day. That's your spouse, so to speak, your zivug. The two of you together will create something that's not only the kayach, but the payo, not only potential, but actual a realization of something useful for the creation. Shabbos said, I have so much bekayach, I have so much potential. There's a storage house of ruchnius in Shabbos. Who's going to use it? Where is it going to go? Hashem said, Klal Yisrael will be your mate. They'll be your spouse. They can take the kayach of Shabbos and make it useful. Not every Jew does it. Not every husband and wife have the awareness to take the potential they give each other and to make it positive. But intelligent people do. And so too, thinking people take the Shabbos Kodesh not as a day of cholent and sleeping and reading the newspaper over and over. They take it as a day of Kedusha, a day to go to the Beis Medrash, a day to daven and Gishmak davening, a day to go to spend time with friends and people who need the friendship of a Shabbos Kodesh. The same thing is true about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a zivug, yifei nois, it's a beautiful kala. Just like in time, Shabbos is the bekayach of Klal Yisrael. In space, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, is the bekayach, it's the potential of the Jewish people. No? Does everyone use the Shabbos? No, some people are going to come, and they're going to come to the day of judgment, and Hashem will say, okay, you were working all week. What happened to Shabbos? And you're not going to know what to say. God is going to say, look, all week you spent 7, 8, was traveling, 9 or 10 hours working. 9, 10 hours you're off on Shabbos. Why didn't you use those 9, 10 hours for me? And the person, his mouth will hang open. And sadly, so sadly, he won't know what to say. He won't know what to say. What did he do with his Shabbos? How can he explain what he did with his Shabbos? So Hashem will put him in a Gehenna. You know what the Gehenna is going to be? He's going to be in a place that's full of ruchnius, and he's going to have to sit at the table and read the same yeted over and over and over, like a fool. And his neshama is going to cry. Achman al-Itzlan, that's what you want to be? God, that's what you use Shabbos for? Same thing is true about Yerushalayim. You come to Eretz Yisrael, that's what you use Yerushalayim for. You're coming to Yerushalayim to go boating, to go jeeping, to go funding, to go eating. That's what you use Yerushalayim for. Yerushalayim is a place of great Kedusha. Admire Eretz Yisrael. Admire the army of God-fearing Jews that are here. What a beauty. What a beautiful thing. When the state was established in 1948, people complained to Ben-Gurion. that he's giving the Orthodox control over certain things here in the country. And Ben-Gurion famously wrote to them three words, Chakei Od Dor, wait one more generation. He was sure a generation later, that the Haredim would be gone. They'd all be part of the society in this country. And look what's happened. Baruch Hashem, we've grown, we've spread, we've flourished, we have yeshivas, you go out, you see armies of people. Chakei Yodar. Now the same people are saying, Chakei Yodar, one generation, the form are going to be a majority of Eretz Yisrael. They're so scared that in their mind that such a thing should happen. Chakei Yodar. And we have to go and see it and appreciate it. We have to see it, we have to appreciate it, we have to befriend those here who are not Yirei Hashem, who are not fortunate enough to have had the training to be Yirei Hashem or have the Yetzer Hara not to be. But we have to see the beauty of the land that we're in. So the Navi calls out to you, Navi Malachi, how many years ago Malachi was? Not 2,000 years ago. More than 2,000, 2,400 years ago. He calls out to you. He says to you, Beinechem Terena. You're going to see with your own eyes. Batam Taimer, say Yigdal Hashem, the Yalab Bo Yisrael. Look at the Gadlus Hashem. And feel, I have to ask him, Omar Hashem. And I have to tell you, Eretz Yisrael is more beautiful than ever. Yerushalayim is more beautiful than ever. And learning here, taking Svarim and learning, besides the regular Limudim, doing other Limudim here, everything, it's just so geschmack. And so, prepare for that day. You'll come to Eretz Yisrael. Someday you'll come here, my son Mashiach. You don't want them to park you in jeeps. And Mashiach will come and say, okay, go where you went. You're going to go in a jeep. Where are you going in a jeep? Mashiach is here. My Rabbeinu is going to say, no, you got to go into a jeep. A jeep? No. Go into a Beis Medrash. Join me and have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, just like we prepare for our spouse, the Heilige Shabbos. We should prepare for our spouse, the Heilige Eretz Yisrael, all of us together, the Karas. A good Shabbos.